from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But right now, look, we were not there personally, Bo and I, on Friday night, but 92.9 was out in droves, and I know a lot of people were, and we got all the reports back, but I think it was a pretty good day, and I think a lot of fans had a lot of fun at Mercedes-Benz Friday, Bo. And all I got initially was Kirk Cousins knocked to the ground, Drake London's going off, Kyle Pitts looks good, and Darnell Mooney had a couple of catches. So
yeah,
that sounds about right.
I mean, am I the only one that is not freaking out that Kirk Cousins went to the ground? I'm like, okay, it's football. He'll probably go to the ground a lot. Now, I understand you don't want to get hit in practice. You don't want your quarterback going down, especially coming back from ACL. But, okay, good. He
Achilles.
Popped back up.
Achilles.
I mean, yeah, but he – that's not a big deal. I would think that there was other things that happened, like who was on the field at times when he was on the field, right, in the 1v1s. I thought the most interesting thing to me was the fact that Damon Harris and Braylon Trice were at defensive end slash the edge position when they had the ones on one segment. That was interesting to me. Apparently, our guy J.D. Bertrand was looking pretty good in coverage against
Bless
Bijan.
Bless the Trinity zone.
Those are the things kind of that stood out to me, because I didn't think Damon Harris would be out there. I figured maybe James Smith Williams would be out there, or obviously Dr. Ebiketie.
Yeah, I thought so as well, and I'm with you on the Kirk Cousins going down. I think it depends on how he goes to the ground. If somebody steps on his heel coming off the Achilles surgery, I don't want that. I don't want that to be the reason he goes down. But pop right back up, and I think anytime you have a guy from a lower body injury that goes down to the turf in Mercedes-Benz, I think a lot of eyes are going to be open. Nikki, my former teammate, your husband, Mike, was in attendance and had one kid or two with him. How many did he have with him?
He went with his brother and my nephew and our four almost about to be five-year-old son.
Okay.
So 2 5-year-old boys basically just having the time of their life, sitting in the black chairs in the end zone.
Do y'all get to go to Falcons games very often with the kids, or have y'all tried that yet?
He has. They do a cool thing up here with the Falcons Legends.
Yeah.
And so we love that opportunity, and so we go. Michael, he said that he saw Finn there and Sid Berry, Kevin Cohn. Crumpler. So
Crump.
Crump Daddy.
Usual suspects.
Remember Squid Nation.
All the usual suspects.
So he had a good time catching up with them. He said, yeah, he thought they looked good. Obviously, I'm sure he's watching Kirk and Kyle Pitts and probably the offensive line that we were just talking about, Mike.
Now, when he watches Kyle, does he feel like, man, that's exactly what I look like when I'm out there?
Exactly. It's copy paste.
Apples to apples. Apples to apples.
Copy paste.
The same gait, if you will.
It was really cool seeing your Nikki sent us a picture in our show group chat, and
cool.
You said the boys were having the time of their life. I'm sure there were a lot of kids that had the exact same look on their face. But I saw that picture, and I was like, man, they look like I haven't had that much fun in a long time. The way they look like they're having a good time.
Has your kids pieced it together that he played football? Because my son doesn't. He'll be four in 2 weeks. He has no clue what that even means.
Yeah, our daughter that's seven. I think she gets it.
Right.
She loves watching sports, okay. And our son I think is sort of getting it.
Coming along.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He really got it at Clemson. We went to a Clemson game in the fall, yeah. And Michael took him into the locker room, and his eyes got real big and after the game, you know? So they're getting it. But, I mean, you know, they had chicken fingers. They were watching football. They were wrestling. I mean, it was like probably 50-50 of, like, them just joking around and then 50% actually enjoying what was in front of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they appreciated it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what really – there's, like, an awareness and there's appreciation.
Right. Right.
So my son definitely not in that ballpark yet, but I was telling the story, and we'll get back to the Falcons. My son finally realized it was my voice on the radio not too long ago. He's like, I think that's daddy talking on his way to daycare.
So that
was
you?
Interesting thing. Tyler Allgeier, 9 carries. Bijan had 8. Jace McClellan gets a few carries with the second team. I think he's going to be maybe this is the Bammer talking to me, but I think Jace McClellan will probably be the centerpiece. He'll probably be what we're talking about after preseason is over, good or bad. I think he's going to be the centerpiece because I think they're going to want to establish the run, give some of these second and third string offensive linemen the time to shine. And I think Ray McLeod could be that guy. I think Rondell Moore could be that guy. But in terms of the ground game, I think they're going to let Jace have as many carries as he can handle in preseason.
Yeah, and that's a trend that we've seen, you know, late in the first game and in the last game and, you know, the third and the fourth quarters. Teams want to run the ball. I think even more this year because, look, you kind of know what Taylor Heinicke is. And isn't. They did sign Nathan Rourke here after they let go John Paddock, so they might see a little bit of Rourke. But, of course, I mean, you're just trying to get out of there at that point without really anything else going down in that last preseason game. But I'm interested to see how McClellan does, on special teams. That's what I'm interested in him in some of those games because I think that is – going to be like they're going to keep 3 running backs I would imagine and that third running back is going to have to be a special teams demon so to speak That's where it's going to be made for him, but he will get his fair share of touches and that's where we're also going to see I think JD Bertrand is probably going to play later in games than you might think. I think you're going to see him in the second half of some of these games just to see. You know, you want to get him reps. All those reps are helpful. I mean, you played in these games. Aren't all of those preseason, even if you're on threes versus threes, you're still, the game speed is still a little bit there. I mean, you're still learning some things about the pro game.
I will say this, and I know that JD Bertrand will deal with it and Jace McClellan will deal with this as well. There is nothing that creates more havoc in a football game than third stringers in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. I mean, you want to talk about, like, there is a certain ballet in football, right? There's a certain structure. There's a certain personnel thing. You're going to have your linemen, and as much as it might seem like chaos, there is a certain defensive structure. This guy's got contained. This guy's got force. This guy's playing the flat. This guy's, you know, middle of the field. You don't always have that in preseason. And so it can be a hard time to actually play football and get down to the nitty-gritty because you're looking on the field going, this defense really doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure what they're doing here. I don't know where the blitz is coming from next. So that'll be something Jace McClellan, JD Bertrand, and company will deal with throughout the preseason. All right, we got to get to break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We're coming up on the other side. We'll talk about those Braves. There's one guy in this lineup, Bo. He's not holding up his end of the bargain, and we'll talk about it. There's one guy that continues to let this team down, and I got thoughts about it. The Braves, not good over the weekend. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch. We'll be right back in just a second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.